The inscription around the inside of St. Peter's Dome in Rome reads in its entirety in Latin. Tuus Petrus et super hanc Petram edificabo ecclesia meam et tibi davo clavis reini cerorum. The words of our Lord in today's Gospel, Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and I will give you keys to the kingdom of heaven. This inscription is over the baldacchino in the basilica, which is over the altar, which is over the grave of Saint Peter. This inscription reminds us that Jesus built his church on Saint Peter, our first pope. And it happened in a conversation that could look as ordinary as that, but became so extraordinary because of what happened in it. When Peter said to Jesus, "You are the Christ," Jesus said to Peter, "You are rock, and upon you I will build my church." Michelangelo's dome is a very beautiful thing, because it is a very beautiful thing that our church was founded through Saint Peter's love and faith in Jesus. Love and faith in Jesus as the Son of the living God. Pope Francis today is the 266th pope, many after Peter. And he said recently, in light of this gospel, that recognizing Jesus as the living God is the secret to a happy life. Pope Francis so often speaks so simply and profoundly. Recognizing, he said, Jesus as the living God is the secret to a happy life. So this weekend, we're reflecting on how our church began. There will come a time where there is no church. There will come a time where we don't need a church. When heaven and earth will be united with Christ as head at the end of time. But now we need the church. We need to remember Jesus established the church for us. We need the church because we are sinners. We need it because we cannot save ourselves, and we need a Savior. We need it because the church is the pillar of truth, as we read in 1 Timothy. We need it because the church connects us to the life of Christ in our gathering, in our assembly, right here. That's what the church means. Church comes from the Greek word ekklesia, which means gathering, assembly, congregation. Many of you got into your cars and you said, we're gonna go to church. You also could say, we're gonna go to the gathering. We're gonna go to the assembly. This is how our Lord wants to connect his life with us. Nowhere in the Bible are we told to do it alone. I became your new pastor during a time when we're not all gathered and we can't all gather. Many of you are here. Most of us are elsewhere, somewhere. How I wish I could become your new pastor when we were all here. And I've heard you worship Jesus, the living God, very well here. Somebody called me when I was assigned here, when it became public, and he said in the course of the conversation, "Monsignor, at Corpus Christi, we pray well and we sing well." And I said, "Well, that's pretty much all you have to do to worship the living God. We'll get back to that. We'll get back to a time when we're all together. But now I plead. I do have a heartfelt plea that we all can be together in the spirit of this weekend's gospel to love the church, to recognize the gift that it is, and to review our participation in it, our full participation in it. Many of you here, many of you listening on live stream, are doing it very well. Continue to do that. Some are not. And I ask that we use this gospel to stir those embers of faith that you have again. Stir those embers into that flame of faith that you have. Worshiping. Continue to give, to tithe. Pray for each other in our love for the church until we are all gathered again. Amen.